recording this voicemail because I cannot let these thoughts rest inside my head any longer. I need you to know that I exist. I am the student sitting in the back row of your class, like a shadow that you never quite see, like a whisper that you never quite hear from. I am the girl with the red hair in the back row. You are the professor I see when I close my eyes. You're my professor of philosophy, and you're in my thoughts all the time. All the fucking time. I count the days, the hours, the minutes. Until next time, when we will meet, your next class, my mind reacts to you, as does my body. And I don't know the difference, for a start. Like you, I don't agree with the Cartesian dualism. One cannot separate mind from body. You convinced me of that. The interactions are too strong. My pull to you is too strong. The attraction, it's real. My pulse, my breathing, those phenomena inside my head. When I think of you and your words, I'm much more than a disciple of Spinoza. For it, mind and body were truly distinct. Then how would they coordinate with such force? Why would this attraction be there? Yet I think I have free will. I think, therefore I am. I feel, therefore I belong. I want to have that free will. Even if I know I overanalyze everything, every thought, sound, look you give me my way, that is because I'm aware of this urge that affects my mind. At the same time, I don't really understand why I desire you so much and why I act the way I do around you. So my mind must be part of my body. Or maybe it's the other way around. You didn't see me during that lecture, but I was nodding. And he explained how Hugh so correctly stated that the passions, rather than reason, govern how we act. Reason is and ought to only be the slave of the passions. My passion for you, my constant yearning for you. It is right that I should feel this way about you. You are the professor, and I am the student. I'm not sure if I agree with that Hume again on that. Ethics are not abstract moral principles. It is instead the coming from emotions. We do what we feel like the animals we are in one sense. And then we rationalize afterwards. My brain is still trying to find an excuse for my physical reactions to you. Not merely to you as an idea, no. And here, I need no further analysis. You are. You are not an object, an appearance, whose existence and connection only occurs in my representation of you. You are something more. I am rambling, and for that I am sorry. I am thinking too much. Thinking about your lecture on the thing in itself. Because if we consider objects of sense as a mere appearances, they must be based upon that very thing in itself. Though we not know this thing as it is in itself, but really, I can only know its appearance, the way in which my senses are affected by you. Looking at you, listening to you, smelling your scent as you pass by. How I'd also want to use my other senses to touch you, even taste you, because you exist. You must, independent of the sensations you cause to me. Or am I doubting myself again? Is this just me assuming too much? Not understanding that there will always be questions that cannot be answered, not unless I use the set of axioms and given things that I can no longer prove without assuming other axioms, and so on, and so, and so on, and so on, making it all so incomplete. But I want to know. I need to be certain to find a fixed point in the universe. I'd like that point to be you. And I need to know what I really feel. Isn't love such a difficult, impossible word? Is it a love that has never consummated? The purest love? The most beautiful love? Like when you lectured me on Plato's symposium about Eros and its incarnations, both as erotic love and something that can inspire me, give me the things I so sadly lack. Courage, valor, ability to do great deeds and works. The Eros vanquishing my fears, helping me attain spiritual heights. I want to go there with you. Climb the ladder of love. The ladder that starts with the carnal attraction between body and body. The attraction that is haunting me night and day. When I close my eyes, I feel it so vividly. I'm right there at the bottom of that ladder. I moan. I gasp. I squirm. I surrender. Help me accept that I am where I am. That this is the first. That this is just the first step. It is torture. It is agony. It is a battle between body and mind. It is blissful and sweet sensations tingling through me. I know that I should progress, but I also want to dwell there in the realm of the senses. Again, thinking about you and what you could do to me. What if I could do it to you? If we were close, if we were somewhere else, with all the time in the world. But you must believe me when I tell you I want my mind to climb up that ladder. I remember that story you told me about Eros. I want to understand how Socrates taught, how one can progress, going from love and all-consuming passion for a body, your beautiful body, you, the object of my desires, to relaxing my passions so I can grasp what is beyond, to an idea of the beauty, and finally getting to love the beauty of the mind, the idea of beauty itself. Please, Professor, help me go there. Let us climb that ladder together. You lead and I will follow. But to climb, one must start, and I know where I want to begin. At the bottom, where my weaknesses takes me, again and again, that physical level, because I am just a student that needs to take on those first steps. My body intertwined with my mind, doesn't matter if it is a priori or a posteriori. If I can deduce from pure reason, or I have to rely on experience, I just know that I need you. Crave your mind to enlighten me. Crave your corporal being to approach me. Your eyes seeking me out. Disappearing darkness. Your ears hearing me through the silence. Your mouth forming the sounds that I cling to. Your face opening to my searching fingers. Your body pulling me in like a gravitational field. I am imagining you now as I'm speaking these words, not merely as an idea in my head, but as a messenger of Eros, my bringer of wisdom. And my whole body aches from that knowledge that without you, I am left in the void, unknowing, unloved, not belonging to anyone. So please, let me love you. love you, at least from a distance, because our love could be so wonderful. Our love is not selfish. Our love could deliver us to a higher stage, where I would humbly follow you on the ladder of Eros, a love that is not just mere lust, but purifying, radiating through the hazy clouds of my troubled mind, golden and shining. Platonic. This is where, this is the end of my voicemail, a voicemail that I will never send to you.